Audio presents Private Empire, ExxonMobil and American Power by Steve Cole. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Prologue. I'm going to the White House on this. As the Exxon Valdez churned through chalky turquoise port waters toward the Gulf of Alaska, Captain Joseph Hazelwood descended to his quarters. It was shortly after 9:30 p.m. on the evening of March 23, 1989, and he had some paperwork to complete, he told his subordinates. He was a taciturn man, 42 years old, balding, about 6 feet and 180 pounds. He dangled the Marlboro cigarette he smoked on the corner of his lips. His father had flown torpedo bombers for the United States Marine Corps in the Western Pacific, and then served as an international pilot for Pan American World Airways. Joseph Jr. won admission to the elite State University of New York Maritime College. The carefree notation in his college yearbook read, "It will never happen to me." He scored 138 on an IQ test. While at sea, he read widely. In conversation, he quoted Stonewall Jackson and Oscar Wilde. He had by now sailed for the Exxon Corporation for 21 years, 10 of those as an oil tanker captain. He was attempting to recover that spring from what he would later call a midlife crisis. It had taken hold of him several years before. Long stretches at sea had caused him to miss much of his daughter's childhood, and this weighed on him.